Bank of Cardiff, this is Nick speaking.
Nick, I was trying to get a hold of someone. I've been working with a gentleman named Jeremiah, but I've got his documents here, and there's a couple questions on these documents I wanted to ask before I fax this stuff back to y'all, this loan paperwork that I was finalizing, so...
Okay. Do you have Jeremiah's number? I know he's at lunch right now, but he'll be back in less than an hour.
Well, he may be
gone. There's some general
lunch,
questions I could probably answer, but I don't know about your specific deal.
Well, it's you can probably answer it, sir. On the very back of this, he and I have come to an agreement on a deal, and I'm trying to get the documents back to you this afternoon. I'll have to fax them, but my email won't scan and won't bring receive, but we can't send back. So, but on this very back page, where it's the ACH authorization form, I have filled out my bank name, my account number, and my routing number. And yesterday he had me fax a copy of a voided check and my driver's license. Isn't that sufficient without me doing it at this point again? So,
we do it to verify. I know it seems redundant.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's already done so it.
We do. I know it's redundant, but
I'm just asking if I need to send the same voided check and have it copied again that I did yesterday. And he's got all the information on this paperwork, the account numbers. I just wanted to do what I was supposed to do, right? You see, I'm ready to a point of where getting these papers back to you and y'all do a deposit. You know what I'm saying, sir? So,
I guess your question is,
do I need to send another? It says, please attach a copy of a voided check. But
oh, you don't have to attach another copy.
Okay.
Are you doing equipment or a working capital business loan?
Okay, working capital business loan. Yeah.
Then don't worry about attaching the voided check. That's only for equipment financing. So you don't have to worry about doing that again.
Well, we've already done that once, and that's what I thought. That made it all right then. Okay, then the bottom of that same page, if you've got a copy of that, says, note, your security deposit must be paid by check and submitted with these documents. What does that mean, sir? So,
that's also for the equipment financing. That's just a general form.
Okay.
We use
okay.
that.
General
right.
form.
So don't worry about
okay.
that.
Okay, all right. And then, while I've got you, I just wanted to do this right and be done with it and get it sent to you and go from there. You know what I'm saying? And over here on this one page, it says authorized agreement for automated clearinghouse payment. It's got to be up, says seller's credit card processor and identification number. I don't have any of that. Is that just something I skip and don't worry about?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again?
Well, it says authorization agreement for automated clearinghouse payments. And then down here it's got my routing number, my account number, my name, my bank, where I print my name, sign my name, and date it. But then above it, it's got a mark that says seller's credit card processor and identification number. I don't have no idea what that is. That must be something I just leave alone, correct, sir?
Right, you leave that alone.
Well, you know, I don't have none of that stuff. I don't do it like that. And then only other question I got, sir, is back here there's a spot that looks like where a bank official signs it. And I just initialed at the bottom, but there's one page that's got accepted and agreed commercial finance and leasing Bank of Cardiff. by so-and-so. That's your people's signature goes there, isn't it, sir?
Right.
This is on page 8 through 12 of this paperwork. Well, I guess that's all I've, and I mean, I just copy all these pages again and send them back to you, correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, on this guarantors, I just put my name on both lines and on the left and right, and that's it, so isn't it, sir? So.
Right, so, yeah, if there's just you as a guarantor, you're just the only guarantor. Sometimes there's two or three business owners, and you have to have them all signed.
Oh, no, there's just me only, sir, so.
Okay, so you just need to print your name for on one of the,
Yeah, okay. I thought it was self-explanatory, but then it says again, accepted and agreed by your bank, so that's a bank signature, so. All right, well, I think you've answered all the questions I had, sir, so.
Thank you, sir.
Well,
I appreciate you calling in.
I'll get this stuff sent to you just as soon as I can get down there, sir, okay?
Thank you, sir.
And you don't want this cover sheet sent back, do you, that says thank you for working with us? That's just something for me, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. I'll get it taken care of. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
You might leave... I'll call him back in a little bit if I have a question, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah.